Welcome to Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is a special service we're having. It's actually a Saturday, but the Holy Ghost has spoken to Brother Freedom and given him some special directives. So we're getting together because the Lord's going to give something special this afternoon. Father, we just ask you to touch us. Lord, I pray for your touch upon me that I will not be an impediment to the mighty working of the Holy Ghost. Help me to be all you want me to be. Thank you for your mighty anointing on Brother Freedom, Lord. Let this message that you're going to give him come through in perfect clarity. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we pray you'll bless the reading of your wonderful and marvelous word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Freedom has asked that I read two passages from Matthew 25, the first part of the chapter and the last. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh! Go ye out to meet him! Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. And then verse 31 and following. And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all the nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungered, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and you in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and didn't minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
God bless you. Father, we just thank you for the reading, this reading of this word, and we pray that you'll bless this day. I hope out there today that the people can hear me and understand me. Hope that the words will come clear to your heart, because I truly believe this is the message of the hour, and we need to be prepared, ready, in our hearts from heaven. I really believe this. Bless this day, in Jesus' name, amen. Good afternoon there, everybody. I really believe this is a subject that needs to be talked about more than preached and needs to be taught, because it's very vital that we do some things. As we have to work on our physical bodies, we have to work out physically, exercise, to get our bodies to stay in shape. But the Christian out there, are you in shape to stay? Are you ready? Because many are not doing the things to keep them in shape. When I go to the gym, I have to work on movements or things that cause my muscles somehow to work. It hurts sometimes. And sometimes I don't even know whether I'm gaining any ground or not, but I'm still moving. I'm still living. And I believe if I stop, I won't be able to even preach like this day. So it behooves me to pursue it where I can exist, to exert a voice to speak. And in this voice from heaven, we need to realize that God has commissioned us all to be ready. He says, at times you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Except those days be shortened, the very elect will not be able to be saved. What's really going on the earth today? What's going on where you are? Do you feel like that you're losing the battle? Do you feel like that you're, things are not right in your life? Or do you feel like that it's all in control and God's going to work it out in some day, but He's going to just magically do it? But I truly believe that we have to work out our salvation with fear and heavy tremendous. I really believe in what I feel and what God told me, and I'm not going to put that in so much because I know what He told me. But we need to remember that this body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. King James Version sort of said it that way. I don't know how some of these other translations put that. But I truly believe that after we get saved, then we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to abide in us and walk in us that we might have guidance, that we might have direction, that we might be an overcomer in the name of Jesus. 10 virgins, they were all virgins. And I say this typifies being saved. But only half of them were ready. And I venture to say nowadays, I would say maybe one-tenth, I have to say those that I've seen, many are not ready. Because I've been to some churches where they didn't want you to say nothing. They wouldn't affect anybody. It wouldn't hurt them. You couldn't tell them what I'm telling you now. And the sermons were such that there was no pronouncing sin of sin. You could do what you wanted. And if you'd come one day a week, you didn't even have to come, but at least you get your tithe in that church, you was going to be okay, eternally saved. But I don't know, I don't believe that. I believe that God the Father is the only one that pronounces us a entrance into heaven. We don't get that entrance into heaven just by signing a church roll. Because God says, without holiness, no man shall see or please God. No man. And holiness means holy living. Now ourselves, we can't live holy. And that's why we have to seek God continually. We have to continually pursue God. We have to continually seek Him on our behalf. We need to remember that we rejoice in Him. He's our Savior. He's our Father. And He wants to be a Father in us, then we might be examples for those around about us. So if I teach that there's nothing to holy living, then there doesn't have to be no example. You just start to do what you want. And someday, some will be all over and some will be happy glory. But it doesn't say that. It says that we must abstain from all appearance of evil. Shun all appearance of evil. Where God's Spirit is, there is liberty. And when there's darkness there, there's no liberty. So if your church is having trouble with no anointing, it means you're pronouncing that sin is okay. And God will not condone sin. And you say, well, you're a holier now. No, I'm not. I just know what the Word says. You abide in me and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done. We can come and live with God at a certain level that will be justified day by day through faith in Him. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says there is no temptation taking us, but it is common to man, for God is faithful. We're not allowing you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. With that temptation, make a way of escape that ye might be able to bear it. God wants us to be overcomers. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And Ephesians says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly all the gas for faith, according to the power that works within us. God, through your mouth, is a power zone. And God knows if you'll live right, you can speak things into existence. Because you'll speak as he speaks with you. You'll speak life to that one that's going through troubles. And that's what the purpose of church is to bring people out of darkness. Not just to put a name on them, but they should be above. After a while, they should start walking holy toward the Lord their God, the one they love. The Bible says we should lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us. And we're to run that race with patience. That's in Hebrews. There's scriptures all over the Bible that talks about what I'm saying. But here are these five virgins that took no oil. And I truly believe that oil is symbolized in the Holy Spirit. But at least you're going to have to be on fire. But I truly believe that oil is the move of the Spirit. And if we don't have the Spirit within us, at least God's Spirit within us, we're going to be left when he comes. I don't think that we can put a name on me and that name's going to save me. It's the Lord Jesus Christ who's going to save me. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me and my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and you receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. But it comes in abiding in the Lord. We gotta, you abide in me and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will and it shall be done. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. No good thing will God withhold from them that walk upright before him. No good thing will he withhold. That's his power, his presence, from them that walk upright before him. You try, God's going to triumph. It's in the, when Corinthians there, you try and God gives you up. That word triumph, that's what it is. You try, but you've got to try. And you try, God will give you the up to get through with it. That's really a great revelation how God works. You try, and he gives you the up to do it. Comes out with triumph. Paul, Apostle Paul said, he said, after I preached all of my life, then I become a castaway. What does it mean to be a castaway? It means your life is no profit. It'd be like buying you know, if Caterpillar or these equipment dealers, I'm going to tell you equipment because I don't buy more than it and I do cars. But if they never did an update, when they come out with the old V8 years ago, RD8, there were a lot of updates to where they are today. And that means they're pursuing a better machine. Are you out there hearing me? But a Caterpillar, the early ones came out in the 30s, they were really primitive to where they are today. There was no power shift. There was no dry air cleaners. There was no turbochargers. There was no hydraulic steering. They was all way, way back mechanical. And when the church has been pretty mechanical too, and God's running to get you out of a mechanical church into a spiritual church, and God will come down and update you to eventually you'll get on track with him and be on fire from heaven. See, that's what God told me today, why he chose me, because what I know pretty much parallels with what he does. I know that equipment has to have maintenance all the time. And a machine that's worked hard needs more maintenance than a machine that's never worked. So pastors, we need a lot of maintenance. We need a lot of time seeking God. He's our answer. He's the one that will keep us refreshed in him. So instead of going down and getting some foolish person to pray for you, you just need to come to God and say, Lord, I want you this day to direct my church, to direct my leadership, direct all of my thinking up by you. And God will do it. But what's that is today, the pastors are not doing that. Nobody else is doing it. The Bible talks about that too. The blind, if you follow the blind, they're going to all fall in the ditch. And that's what's happening. He says, I am a light. We're to let our light so shine. But when we start getting sin in our lives, it cuts the light out. So don't you see? When you tell people they sin, it's cutting the light out. And pretty soon they're walking in darkness. And here they're walking in darkness. They need a light to shine. These five wise virgins, they had oil. And their light shined. Glorious. And God's going to let you shine in Him. The pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. Oh, come on, the perfect day isn't when you start, it's when you finish. You're growing into it day by day. You're getting bigger. You're getting more directed for heaven. The things that you went through are causing you to be a better Christian, a better pastor, a better teacher, a better witness, a better evangelist, a better spokesman. And some of that news out there, the prophets, if you're a prophet, it'll make you a better prophet. But I'll tell you out there, you need to quit prophesying if it's in yourself. Woe be to those that prophesy in themselves. It's wicked. It's deceitful. It brings you down to carnal road. I like to never say nothing until the Spirit, and I don't know nothing unless the Spirit tells me. And that's what it should be. I really believe. And I don't have to handle on nothing. God's my source. Without Him, I can do nothing. And that's what you need to come to that same place out there. You need to say, God is my source, and I don't lean on my own understanding, and all my ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct my path. He shall direct my path. It says, be fruitful. We might walk fruitful in the Lord and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strength of all might, according to His glorious power, unto long-suffering, with joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, who has delivered us, Oh man, you need to be delivered by the power of God, and translated to the kingdom of His dear Son, whom we have redemption through His blood. Come on, Sheena. Glory to God. God is not playing around. God will touch you in a mighty way. He'll reestablish you. He'll redirect you. He'll make you over. He'll make you whiter as snow. In Isaiah, it says, you'll be whiter than snow. When you start walking in God's forgiveness, God's going to let you walk with cleanness. God's not a respecter of person. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. We change. And that's why we got to day by day, we got to continually go back, because the old man wants to slip down the ditch every day. We're up on a real steep bank, and we're on like a leading edge up here, and Christians got to stay up on that leading edge, but you got to keep getting up all the time. It's slippery all the way. As you step, you gotta watch. You just gotta walk down that peak and rooftop until you make heaven. It's not gonna be easy, but God's there helping you. He's supporting you, not with angel wings, but He's supporting you with the Spirit of God. I believe the angels are ministers of the Spirit, sent to minister today, but many times it's the Holy Spirit. It's God Himself ministering to us through His power, through the direction. God wants us to be a vessel of praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That continually is part of your overcoming. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God in Him I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of power and from the noise of pestilence. Under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but power and unto and sound mind. Thou shalt not be afraid. The terror be not. The arrow that flies by day and the destruction that waits in the noonday. 1,000 shall fall by side. 10,000 at the right hand. But it shall not come nigh unto thee. Now that's pretty good multiplication. God will be with you, O man. He will keep you. You don't have to worry about a Bible school or nothing. God will keep you. He'll support you. He'll put His hands around you and say, my child, I love you. Be not afraid, for I am at with thee at the door. Be not afraid. He'll share many, many secrets with you, like myself. I was thinking about today when Katrina hit New Orleans. God spoke to me about 6 months before that. God told me what was going to take place. I knew about Oklahoma City. But God will keep His word. It's always right when He does it. The Bible says His eye is on the righteous and His ears open to their cry. He says, call unto me and I will answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Now, it's good to have church boards and all this stuff, but they're there just to do the little stuff. But the heavy work, God does. God is your one that makes a way. He's the one that tells you to do things. And He'll keep you. I'll guarantee He'll bless you. And He'll make you ready when He comes. Because it's coming this very soon. And I believe I'm not just here spitting out a lot of words this day, but I believe there's people that you're hearing me. You need to be ready. You need to be prepared because I want to see you in heaven. I want to see you make yourself ready because I believe you got too much good stuff in you out there, folks. You got good things in you. Just by faith, reach out. God made me this far. He's going to take me all through and He's going to show me the way at each step and the way I go. Where He leads me, I'll follow. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always bound in the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain, O man, woman, wherever you are. You need to trust God, because without Him, you're going to make messes. You're going to struggle. You have problems. But with Him, all things are possible. All things are possible to those who believe. Ask and shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. God wants us to seek Him daily. He wants us to purposely look to Him. You're my strength, you're my healer, you're my friend, you're my provider, you're my keeper, you're my Savior, you're my soon coming King. It's all wrapped up in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. God wants to deliver us this day. He wants us to be ready. We should have nothing to be ashamed of. God's Spirit is from God. And you should be excited that the Holy Ghost wants to come into your heart. You should say, not buzz off, but just say, Lord, I'm here. Open up. I'm sorry for it. But see, the Bible says it's all forgiven. But if we come against the Holy Ghost too long, we're going to miss out. It's not forgiven. But you got problems. Every person on planet Earth has problems. Little, big, all sizes. And we need to find out there's no problem that God can't take care of. He's bigger than what we're facing. He says, I beseech you therefore by the mercy of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. When the renewing, what did I say? The renewing of my mind, that I might prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I can know that what I'm speaking is by God. God dispatches angels. He dispatches His word through us by His Spirit the same way. God wants to manifest Himself to us that we might be lights that shine in a dark and growing land, a place that has no hope. Well, God is our hope. Without the Lord out there, you have no hope. But God is your hope. So why not trust Him? Trust the Lord with all our heart. The Bible says, lean not on our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. He is great. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness. Worldliness, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself that He might redeem unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That's what the Bible says. The scripture I'm giving you, it backs up more and more what God's saying. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff. They cover me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. God wants us to bless and live in the house of the Lord forever. About there, folks, I want you to know that I really care for all of you. Brother Freedom really cares for each one of you, and I'm not nothing. But I know that you can make it. I know that you can be strong. You can put your faith and trust in a living God. Don't put your trust in man. Man will do the best. There's good people that can help you, but they'll all fail you. But God will never fail you. He'll keep you. He'll love you when others fail you. When they don't love you no more, God still loves you. He'll fight for you. He'll go with you side by side. It says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor see the seed of the scornful, but his light is in the law of the Lord. And that law doth he meditate both day and night. We need to meditate upon this word of God. We should be like a tree. It says, we should be like a tree. You know how a tree is? The roots go down. Planted by the rivers of water, and shall bring forth his fruit in season. His leaf shall not also wither. The ungodly are not sober like the chaff which the wind drive away. Therefore the Lord not the way the righteous, but the ungodly shall perish. This word of God, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of others, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sinneth the seed of the scornful. See, when we have to be like other people, we're losing out. He wants to be, put him first. Seek him first. The kingdom of God, Jesus said, seek ye first his kingdom, and then all these things shall be added. That's what happened to our ministry, and we got everybody else included in our ministry. God wants to provide you all power from heaven. He wants to suit you, clothe you, minister over you, that your congregation will be healed, they'll be touched, and you'll have many saved. Things will happen because you're walking in God's presence. In his presence, full of joy, right hand, pleasures evermore. That's in Psalms. In his presence, full of joy, right hand, pleasures evermore. You can have that if you walk in God's presence. Where God's Spirit is, there of liberty, and he'll help you, restore you to place. That's for every one of you independently, if you're by yourself, but you can depend. God will never fail you. He'll help you this day. God bless you. God move upon you in a mighty way. We thank you this day. Bless your people. Anoint them. Bring healing to their bodies this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. God bless. Brother Clint.
Father, thank you, and we just give you praise and honor. I pray this message will go deeply into our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you have a prayer request, you can email us at clint@cnm-vra.com and send your prayer request to Brother Freedom. God bless you.